This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Police at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday responded with drawn guns and tear gas as hundreds of protesters stormed the building and sought to force Congress to undo President Donald Trump's election loss. Members of the House of Representatives and the Senate were evacuated after pro-Trump protesters marched through the halls of Congress, forcing both chambers to suspend deliberations as they were meeting to certify President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November 3rd vote. Video showed protesters breaking windows and police deploying tear gas inside the building. The chaotic scenes unfolded after Trump addressed thousands of protesters repeating false claims that the election was stolen from him due to widespread electoral fraud and irregularities. Lawmakers had been debating a last-ditch effort by pro-Trump Republicans to challenge the results, an effort that was unlikely to succeed. President-elect Joe Biden has condemned the protesters' storming of the Capitol, calling it an unprecedented assault on American democracy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business.
This is not dissent. It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition. And it must end now.
The president-elect said the words of a president matter and called on President Trump to go on national television to urge his followers to stand down. The president issued a video on Twitter asking his followers to go home because, in his words, we have to have peace. Biden is set to be inaugurated as the 46th president on January 20th. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This